This is Eli Bosnick, and you're listening to the All About Nothing podcast. And hey, Barrett, happy birthday.
This episode of the All About Nothing podcast is brought to you by GOT Sound Studio. GOT Sound Studio offers a variety of experiences: music, voice, and instrumental recording and production, video, and still photography. GOT Sound Studio has all of your media needs met. Owned and operated by Dominique Stewart, the Neek the Geek, experienced artists as well as up-and-coming will find everything they need to create. Bring your media needs to one of the most talented producers and engineers in the business, Neek the Geek. You can find details by visiting gotsoundstudio.com or calling 803-243-2302. You can also find links in the Friends of the Pod section of our website. Visit theallaboutnothing.com.
The All About Nothing podcast
may have content and language
that isn't appropriate for some.
Listener discretion is advised.
All right, welcome back to the All About Nothing podcast. I am Barrett Gruber. This is episode number 198. It is Monday, March the 18th. And coming up here in just a minute, I will have Zach King with me because we decided that we were going to go ahead and jump into what we had kind of left off in the last episode, where we were discussing some new food things, including the Kentucky Fried Chicken Chizza. We did actually record an entire segment where we went to the Kentucky Fried Chicken together in the car. It was a really weird setup. We literally had microphones in our faces while we were driving. Truth be told, not the safest thing, and absolutely terrible audio. My car bounces around like a broken push cart at a grocery store. With all of the creaks and whistles, and it's awful. So to save your ears, kind of decided that we were just going to toss that one to the side. Do have a couple shout outs. Want to thank Leroy Green for being on the podcast with us last week and the week before. Very much enjoy having Leroy on. He is incredibly insightful, as well as he has a lot of experience in politics as far as being in the media and reporting on that. So very thankful to have Leroy on, and as often as we can have him, we will definitely pull him in. Also, did get some feedback in the episode last week. I believe it was the part two episode. We did discuss how there wasn't a whole lot of information given to the public about Ronald Reagan's mental state when he was the president during his second term. Truth be told, that isn't really the case. There were a lot of people, especially in the public, that knew exactly how dementiated President Ronald Reagan was prior to his death and prior to his leaving office. So it's not abnormal to experience, or to recognize that some of our older presidents do have some cognitive decline, and it's not new, I guess, is essentially what I'm trying to say. So, we'll discuss more of that. We'll discuss more of that coming up in a few episodes. I do want to shout out to one of our original Nothingers, my sister Lorian. She is celebrating her 50th birthday. And as well, I celebrated my 45th birthday on the 17th. So, I'm sure you heard the intro. Anyway. We are going to jump right into the show here in just a minute. I do want to just quickly acknowledge a couple individuals that we have lost over the last couple weeks. And this is kind of hard, but I'll just go ahead and say my godfather, Sam Hagen, who was one of the original black tenors. We did lose Sam on earlier this month. And it's been real difficult. There's been a lot of things that kind of draw you back to memories, it's going to be hard for his wife Marty, my godmother, to get through, the normals of daily life now that Sam's no longer with us. If you look Sam Hagen up, he sang for presidents, he sang for popes, from Vatican to Atlanta and all over the world. He loved to travel. That was one of the big things that he did after his retirement from being performing as often. It's a different world without him in it. So, learned this past week that we had lost, one of my dear friends, who I had started in radio with, when I started working at Kix 101.5 in Atlanta, WKHX, Ron Theus, at the time went by, his radio name was Ron Michaels. We lost Ron, to a failing heart. And I just want to acknowledge that Ron was always a very good friend when I lived in Atlanta, that we enjoyed so many laughs. We had so many funny things that happened when we were on the radio. It's hard. Honestly, I'll try to work on telling some of those stories as we go through these episodes and such. But Ron Michaels was absolutely one of the most genuine human beings. He would do anything for you. And he was so much fun to be around. Every year we'd exchange birthday wishes. So being that my birthday was recently, it's one of those things that I'll notice now that doesn't come. And, it's one of those, it's one of those endemic things that, you know, as we get older, we find more and more people we lose in our lives. And, it's acknowledging that. So, shout out to Ron Michaels, the original Ron Michaels, bless me. He was an absolutely unique individual and he drew everyone in. So it's going to be hard to go through life knowing that Ron Michaels isn't in it. Ron Theus, there hasn't been anyone like him. And, I think everyone that I worked in radio with can acknowledge that Ron Michaels was absolutely an original. So, we're going to jump right into the show. The All About Nothing podcast, Zach King, Barrett Gruber, and, you know, bear with us on this one. Cause I don't think we were as prepared for this episode as we'd like to think we were. So here it is, the All About Nothing podcast. This is episode number 198. All right, welcome back to the All About Nothing podcast. Zach King, Barrett Gruber. We have got our chicken pizza chizza.
Chizza.
The
chizza debate still rages on.
Yeah, because we're not, I think ultimately it's supposed to be a chizza because that sounds a lot like pizza.
Right.
We're going to try that out. First, I just wanted to give Zach an opportunity to remember whose birthday it is yesterday.
All right. So in show business, it's not his birthday yet.
Yeah, I know. But we'll be recording What the Pod on Sunday.
A joke's on you. I had Paul McCartney. He was coming to sing that to you. But
was
now,
he?
Now I'm calling it off.
How did I miss out on that? What happened to Paul? He died in an accident a long time ago.
Oh, God. If he dies on your birthday now, you're going to feel so guilty.
You would be surprised at how little guilt I'd feel over that.
Man, you don't like me. That's fine.
It has nothing to do with like. It had nothing to do with me. All right, let's go ahead and get into the chicken pizza chizza thing. You want to do your handiwork on that?
The unveiling.
So we ordered a full size because just out of respect, we didn't want to get like a half order and then you know we like it and then you know.
You're not gonna believe this, Barrett, but it looks like a pizza.
It looks like a pizza. there's a lot of construction and deconstruction that's going into this.
KFC has some glue. Some say the best glue.
Is it already cut? Is it already cut into?
I'll go ahead and slices? Say we're gonna need one of these.
There all right. You
go.
Yeah. We bang our heads into the microphones.
That looks like a Tinder.
Yeah.
Let's just move it and see.
I think we can just do. Oh yeah. Yeah. No, it's already cut.
Dude, are these supposed to be finger looking good?
I'm not sure. So the idea is that it's double fried. All right, Zach's going in with the fork and a knife.
Know if this one's split.
Yeah, this is definitely cut. Like it's a half that's cut. So
okay, you did get it.
So here's I'm.
I would look like a monster if I tried to do that with this big old piece.
I'm gonna give Zach an opportunity to try his before I say anything.
All right, here we are.
All right, Zach is he's making sure that the pepperoni is on there, so he's getting the full experience. Here we go. Oh, I see where yours is cut. You basically had to shove an entire quarter of it in because I saw where it was cut. All right, on the count of three, we're going to say good or... First, we're just going to go with good or bad. All right? And I want us to say it at the same time. So, one, two, three. Good. Bad. Oh! I didn't expect that.
The 11 herbs and spices are ruining it. It's not the worst, but... If I'm having to pick good or bad, I don't think I can say it's good.
I'm not going to say it's bad. So I can't say it's bad. The chicken itself is good. The marinara sauce is strong. I don't know if it necessarily works. It's interesting what they've done. But I never had the double chicken patty burger thing that they did. Mm-mm. I never once had that. So,
I'll call it fair. It's not good.
Okay, I'll give you fair.
And I'm not picky. I eat a Taco Bell.
I feel like that pushes it back down into the bad range. If Taco Bell is the bar, it's not as good as Taco Bell.
I'll tell you what, you need to... We'll split this last where it's actually split. It'll be our final opinion on it.
I like how we have to finish it.
We do. Waste not, want not.
I don't think it's bad. It's not something that I would order. Now, honestly, if I could get chicken breasts that are that big, like, sell that. Like, sell chicken tenders that size. That would be a game changer.
Yeah.
Especially if... So, the only reason I didn't order fries when we were there was because I didn't see the wedge fries on the menu. Like, it looks like they've gone over to the Burger King crinkle fries at the Kentucky Fried Chicken. A lot of ASMR on this one. Still not 100% on it. Would you say that it? Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it? 10 being the best, 1 being the worst.
A 6 would be fair.
A 6. Mm. 6 is high. I mean, 6 is not. Like if I went to a place that had, something like this as a chicken parm sandwich or, you know, something like that.
I could be pedantic and say like a 5.5, but it's like a 6.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I think you could make this at home.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I mean, I'm sure that on the internet, all of the 11 herbs and spices are out there.
I do feel like whoever created this in the KFC experimental kitchen place, they... just watch a lot of TikTok.
Yeah, that's probably fair. yeah, I would guess that's probably true. Yeah. See, this is another symptom of the setup with these microphones is that I get to bang my head into it.
Well, and I wouldn't be mad about it, right? Like if I.
So you want me to eat that last piece?
Yeah, that's yours. Go ahead. Scoop some of that cheese on there. Yeah, I didn't put my mouth on the spork, the one clean spork we got.
I think I got paper in that one. You know what? I'm just gonna do it this way because.
Go for it. I'll close this abomination up a little. I do think Colonel Harlan Sanders, or Colonel Sanders, whichever, because he's not a real colonel. He is a Kentucky colonel. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
So being a colonel in Kentucky is something that you're elected to, like a, it's like an award. So there's a bunch of colonels in Kentucky. So when he got that award, he elected to use it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, congratulations, Colonel. You have created an. Well, no, you didn't. You're long dead.
We could research that.
Could.
We won't.
I'm not interested. It doesn't pique my interest enough for me to.
Colonel Sanders killed a guy.
That's how he was awarded the colonel rank, the rank of colonel.
I've been shot at and shot at.
What that makes me curious though, if you have to kill someone in Kentucky to get ranked as a colonel, what would Raylan Givens be ranked at? Because he's killed, you know.
Well, that's how much people like Raylan Givens.
I think people like him.
I like Boyd Crowder better.
I do like Boyd Crowder as well.
It is Crowder. I don't know why I said Crowder.
Yeah, in fact, Walton Goggins is going to be in that new series on Amazon.
Fallout.
Have
you never played those?
I did play some Fallout, but I played Fallout that was the puzzle game.
Oh, the RTS, the down top one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct, yeah.
Fallout 1 and 2. Yeah, I played those as well.
That was good. You know, they were good games. All right. So to get into some of the topics that I wrote down, Donald Trump and Joe Biden 2.0, those are our candidates. polls are varying on all over the place as far as who's leading against who and what states, that thing. Like, I've seen a number of YouTube videos where individuals are taking the most recent polling data available and using that to predict who is going to win the general election in November. The problem is some of the polling data that they use is from like September and August of last year for some states that haven't had any current polling done.
Is this unbiased polling data?
I wouldn't call it unbiased because the individuals that I have watched have often seemed more excited over Trump winning than Biden winning a state.
Because I'm about to say you have your Fox News polling data and then you have your CNN polling data and MSNBC. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's all who's giving you the information because there were a lot of like cold barrels and mouths when Trump lost last year, you know, at Fox.
Yeah.
So,
well, and a lot of the news, like the New York Times used to be a sort of a left liberal leaning newspaper. It no longer is. It now publishes a lot of articles that have to do with Biden's cognizance and things like that and how he's too old to be president and a lot more opinion pieces on the New York Times. So I'll be honest, I don't even play Wordle anymore. Not because they are more right-leaning, but because I got so tired of the expectation that I was going to play Wordle. Became a little bit much. Let me see what else. So Nikki Haley did drop out after Super Tuesday. Last week, and she didn't endorse Donald Trump.
I don't think she would.
I don't think she will.
If she has character about herself and about the things Donald said about her, then why would she?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that he is going to get her endorsement. And, I liked what she said about the fact that it's up to Donald Trump and his campaign to win over those. Now, yesterday was Super Tuesday 2.0, where we had states. What states do we have? We had Georgia, Hawaii, Washington, Mississippi, and then a few of our territories. They voted. Also, overseas Democrats, their primary ballots were due back in by yesterday, so those all got counted. But in the end, It wasn't very super. It happened. Expectations were exactly as to what we thought they'd be. With Biden, of course, getting the nomination or earning enough delegates now to get the nomination. Trump also he surpassed the number necessary, which for Trump it was 1,968 delegates. For Joe Biden, it was 1,215 delegates. Both of them are far over that, and we still have like 29 states to go. So it's hard to believe that would make a difference. My opinion on this, now that we know who the nominees are based on the delegates awarded, stop with the primaries. Stop. There's no point.
Yeah.
We don't need special coverage on CNN and MSNBC and Fox News and OAN and Newsmax and all the rest of them. Let's just wrap it up. We're done. Let's let the campaigns concentrate on just moving towards the general election. That would be my preference.
Do you think, bringing it back to Nikki Haley for a minute, is there a chance in hell that Donald Trump picks her for VP?
No, not a chance.
No.
He has gotten his feelings hurt way too deeply by the things that Nikki Haley said in her campaign.
Does he pick Madge, Tadge, Vag?
So, if I had to pick who I believed his nominee will be, I lean more.
Come on in, Mike.
Yeah, I lean more towards Vivek Ramaswamy. I think that I don't think it's going to be Tim Scott. I could be completely wrong. I don't think it's going to be Tim Scott. It's definitely not going to be Chris Christie.
If Ramaswamy is his VP pick and Trump becomes president again, that man will be so embarrassed all the time.
Oh, for sure.
I like brown people. That's why I got Ramaswamy. That's way easier. Like, that is going to happen.
I'm so afeared of what is going to happen from a federal level, even down to some of the states. I have genuine fear over what a second Trump administration looks like. And even to that point, I to completely reverse it, I have no fear of what a second Biden administration looks like.
It's definitely not going to be dangerous.
No, I think that the United States will remain militarily strong, which we have. I believe that if the Democrats can win back the House and maintain control or gain control in the Senate, I think that we will see a border bill that will be. It will have the impact that our immigration system, the changes to our immigration system that need to be made, including more immigration judges, more border control. It doesn't necessarily mean that we'll see expansion of the border, but I think that was included in the bill that was worked on. So there are a lot of benefits, and the fact that the Republicans allowed, you know, Donald Trump to just come in and basically just shit all over that border bill, which was easily the most conservative, right-leaning border bill they've ever seen.
They would have been so happy had that gone.
Oh yeah.
So happy.
But it benefits both parties, that particular bill, because it brings a humanality. I don't know if I'm using the word correctly, but it brings a humanity to these individuals that are trying that want to enter the United States. You know, the Republicans paint this as though that all of these people are out
brings
there.
Brings humanity.
Yeah, humanity.
And the thing is,
humanity.
I like that one too. It's like animality. The Trump did not sign that when it came onto his desk because he had already promised that Mexico is paying for it. Horseshit.
Yeah. Well, and Trump had the benefit of a Republican Congress, Senate and House, for 2 years during his term, but they couldn't get anything done. The only thing that they did get done was the relief for in taxes for millionaires and billionaires.
Yeah,
I don't have it in front of me. It's on my phone somewhere buried deep. We did get. Some feedback on our comments about Ronald Reagan and his mental health during his term. Mm-hmm. Leroy and I mentioned that during his term, that people didn't know that he was that far dementiated. As it turns out,
people did.
Yeah, a lot of people did. Now the information about his dementia and just the cognitive decline, didn't come out officially until after his death, but people knew.
Yeah,
it was discussed, and it's not unsimilar. You know what it is? It's a fucking time change.
It is.
It is the time change, because even when I was waiting for you to get here today, I was literally sitting in this chair with the camera up, watching the driveway. Just at one point, I was questioning, will his truck be loud enough when he pulls up for the sound to come through the speakers and me to hear it?
I don't think my truck's loud at all.
I don't think it isn't. It isn't. So ultimately, I came downstairs and was like, I'll come downstairs.
Ding dong.
Yeah. But I think, what was that? Ultimately, yes, people knew just how bad. Some people knew just how bad off Ronald Reagan was during his second term, and he wasn't that unbad during his first term. I'm just making words up all over the place.
Well,
coin these.
Let me ask you this: do you have notes in there about talking about what got passed today?
What was passed today? No, probably not. I wrote these yesterday.
The ban for TikTok got passed.
Oh yeah, that's
the House now goes to the Senate.
This feels like a weird one.
Joe Biden said he'd sign it if it comes to his desk, but he's like, I'm busy working on it.
And ultimately, it's not a situation where the United States is going to outright ban TikTok. It's that the United States is requiring that the people that own TikTok sell their shares. So I did want to bring up, and this was a story that of something that occurred right before the State of the Union last week, and essentially there was a mass shooting at a bus stop in Philadelphia, and what makes this unique is that it was a bus stop for students, high school students. High school, middle school students. So
solely, that's all who got on the bus?
That was who was at the bus stop and who was targeted. So essentially, a mass shooting at a bus stop in Philadelphia. It was the day before the State of the Union. Wednesday, March the 6th, 3 p.m., three gunmen in masks exited a parked car and fired more than 30 rounds into a crowd of students trying to board a bus. So eight teens, ages 15 to 17, so high school. Two of them hospitalized in critical condition. One teen was shot 9 times. Two suspects have been taken into custody, both 18, charged with criminal attempted murder, aggravated assault, and conspiracy. The third and the fourth suspects, as of this recording, are still to be found. The suspects were using guns with laser sights on them.
What?
Yeah. So this didn't really make national news before the... before the State of the Union.
Laser sights. Well,
It's a pretty serious thing that happened. I mean, it's one of now. I think we're up to 100 and something. We're in the like mid hundreds as far as mass shootings for the year, and we're only, you know, today's March the 13th.
Are we going down a conspiracy tunnel here? Because I will say that the reason for laser sights is to just see what you're going to hit.
Right. Yeah. You're just putting the laser sight on the target. Does it create better accuracy for individuals that potentially don't have any real training with firearms?
Yeah. Unless like you sighted a red dot in really well.
So that's, yeah.
I mean, you can mess up iron.
So maybe I'm using the wrong thing. These were lasers on the targets.
Yeah. No, they were lasers.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's you just had to do this and see the laser. That's yeah, I got my guy. Bam, bam, bam.
Gotcha.
Got my guy. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah. So that happened in Philadelphia last Thursday, or on Thursday or Wednesday before the State of the Union on the Thursday.
Where was the good guy with the gun?
Good question. it was in Philadelphia, so I'm sure that someone will probably say, well, you know, Philadelphia is a liberal state or liberal city, and you know, what's you know, how many people are allowed to have guns in Pennsylvania? Well, Pennsylvania was a red state up until it's always been a swing state, I guess, but it's been decently red for as far as the national politics go for president, things like that. But yeah, it's, you know, so gun violence, still a thing. The Republican controlled House, Democratic controlled Senate. So obviously nothing is still going to get done, especially since Democrats and Republicans both receive money from the NRA. And NRA literally grades all of Congress. And that grade has an effect on how these individuals vote or how much money they receive from the NRA. Although the NRA has gone bankrupt, or is in the process of going bankrupt. So I guess at some point I got to figure that maybe they won't have as much money to put into it.
There's a lot of things like that you hear about, how like gun violence is on the uptick too. But then the things like NRA that are going bankrupt, there has to be like a swath, even Republican wise, that, or maybe traditionally Republican leaning, right leaning, go like, maybe I can be a difference, not being part of the problem. Let me not be part of the NRA, not going to contribute to that part of it, or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't know. There's certain things, like the media will say one thing, that this is happening, and then you find out that gun company is going out of business or NRA is going bankrupt. So I feel like there's got to be a pretty big gray area as to what's truthfully being reported at times.
Sure.
Again, I could be completely off on this. It's just kind of the sense I get sometimes. But when you see the mass shootings, which have nothing to do with NRA at the end of the day, it's just people still being able to have that easy access to gun, and in South Carolina, even easier access to guns.
Yeah.
And legally being able to carry it. I don't know, man. It's no one's doing any meaningful legislation against it or anything.
Yeah, and I don't really have an answer for it in the sense that, you know, I guess one of the things that you could potentially look at is ending the import of assault weapons into the United States. So like we do get a lot of and it was part of the assault weapons ban of 1993 or 92. Mm-hmm. But we did not import any of the AK-47s. There wasn't the import of the pieces required to build out assault rifles, that sort of thing.
You can get an AR-15 from PSA right now for $500.
Yeah, yeah. A fully built, ready to fire AR-15. You know, and it's their right to sell it because there's no ban on it, but... So the ban in the 90s essentially created a scenario where so not only were we not importing these military weapons that were abundantly available all across Europe after the fall of the USSR, mm-hmm. But then it put a stop to those being available, but it also introduced some specific laws about the fact that, so in a police investigation, if a firearm was used to commit a crime, the sheriff's department or the state police took that firearm into possession. Currently, after a certain amount of time, after the trial's been completed, they don't give those firearms that were used in a crime back to the individuals that committed the crime. Obviously, if they were found guilty, they're in jail or they're, you know, whatever. But if it was, but if possession was taken of those firearms because of a crime being committed using them, during the assault weapons ban time period for that 10 years, those weapons were no longer allowed to then be resold at an auction or a market by the police or the state police or the sheriff's departments. Those firearms were no longer allowed to be introduced back into the system. They were destroyed. Mm-hmm. Or they were retained for use by those police departments or sheriff's departments. Right now, the situation is that it's the reverse. So those weapons are once again, since 2004, those weapons are allowed to be now sold back into the market by the departments that had taken possession of them. that doesn't do anything, I think, to curb the availability of firearms. I don't think any sheriff's departments are selling them to individuals that shouldn't be sold to. I would think that a police department would potentially give a more scrutiny to that, you know, where they're selling these firearms to, but or whom. But I don't know. Part of me just thinks that that would be something good to be reintroduced, because we would see that is another avenue that now guns are not being made available, that the fewer guns might be available to purchase.
And if you commit a crime with a gun, you should never be able to have one again.
Period. Yeah. No, if you're found guilty of a crime where you committed the crime using the firearm, then yeah, I agree. I think that default takes you out of owning a firearm.
You lost the right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Kind of like if you drive drunk and kill somebody, I don't think you should ever be able to drive a car.
I think that's fair as well. I used to have a much deeper hate for people that drove vehicles while drunk. I had to curb that because my opinion on capital punishment has gone. I don't believe in capital punishment.
So they should die.
So that's how I used to feel.
Right.
I don't anymore, because that would alienate all the people that didn't drive a gun that were also, I don't know. Anyway,
I drive guns.
Lots of them. Sometimes multiples at once.
Yeah.
So the other thing I was going to bring up, and this might be the last thing we get to talk about, was Haiti. Have you been paying attention to any of the stuff going on in Haiti?
Oh, I've been avoiding the news.
Oh, well, lucky you. So Haiti, of course, next door to the Dominican Republic, down south of Florida, is currently in control of is under complete control of by a gang leader whose name is, and this is going to surprise you, his name is Barbecue.
Nice.
Yeah. So this past Sunday, the U.S. Defense and State Departments ordered the evacuation of the U.S. Embassy out of what is the name of their capital? It's I can't think of it. It's Port something or anyway, Haiti, of course, if you paid any attention to the news over the last 15 years, was decimated by a huge earthquake. Port-au-Prince, Port-au-Prince is the capital of Haiti. Was decimated by this earthquake that basically left the country in shambles. And Haiti's already in shambles. Like, as far as democracies go, like, they had a president, they had a prime minister. The president, he was murdered. Let me make sure. Prime Minister Ariel Henry is in exile in Puerto Rico. He is facing an urgency from people in Haiti as well as internationally to resign his position due to corruption and fraud. Haiti is currently considered a level 4 by the United States State Department as a do not travel. Haitian president, and I know I'm going to mispronounce this, but it's Jovenel Moise, was assassinated in 2021. So Haiti is in all sorts of disarray.
Well, you got a bunch of special forces sitting on the skiff right now. You can light them up and go roast barbecue. Is barbecue a problem?
Yeah. So one of the things apparently that is that has become very abundant is cannibalism in Haiti has apparently made a pretty strong appearance.
Hmm.
The guy's name is Barbecue. I don't know if the two are related. I don't want to give any credence to that, but I feel like there is possibility that there might be correlation.
Barbecue's got to be the tastiest one then.
Or he's the best cook.
Yeah.
Oh God, I don't even want to think of it. Okay, we do have time for one more. Kate Middleton. You know who Kate Middleton is, I assume.
Yeah, she's Prince Phil's wife.
He's Prince William's wife. Yeah, she will be queen if, and I assume you haven't seen any of the stuff on TikTok.
She marries Philip.
He's married. They're both married. But I mean, it is England. But she apparently has not been seen in public since December.
Hmm.
And
The exception is this week there was a photo of Kate and her kids that was released. But as soon as the photo came out, apparently a lot of, I guess, image experts, media experts, that sort of things, they all did a deep dive into this photo that was released. And they found that her face was absolutely pulled from the cover of Vanity Fair, where she was on the cover, I guess, a couple years ago. They found inaccuracies with how the children's hair was moving, or, you know, like directions that the hair at one of the children's arms looks like it's kind of like it's split or something like that. Like, it's bad photo editing that was done. And the photo was immediately pulled after all these conspiracy theories started coming out. So here's some of the rumors.
Do we care? I'm sorry. I don't want children to be hurt, but like, I mean, her.
Yeah, if you're not a, I guess, so I don't really pay a whole lot of attention to the royal family. I'm not a royal watcher or anything like that. It's not, but it's still interesting how the royal family still has so many things that make it, I guess, more visible to the conspiracy sort of stuff.
And Daily Mail hadn't gotten in there and gotten the real deal yet.
I mean, Daily Mail may be a part of this. So here's some of the rumors. Kate is in a coma after abdominal surgery. So we all knew, well, again, if you paid any attention or you pay any attention to it, we did know that Kate was going to be having abdominal surgery. Initially, they said that her recovery was going well, and at one point they said that she had been moved to, I guess, a different palace for the rest of her care. But then when no one saw her actually get moved, the rumors started to spread that that she had been put into a coma after the abdominal surgery, so that I guess so that they could do something else. I don't know, take care of her. Another rumor is that Kate Middleton is dead. Oh, just no. Flat dead. Doesn't exist anymore.
Thank God I could not deal with her anymore.
Another rumor is that the royal family is hiding Kate as Prince William has been having an affair. What did that do? Can you read it? I couldn't read it. Mm-mm. All right. So the camera failed. If you were watching us on YouTube, it's only going to be audio now. So royal family is hiding Kate as Prince William has been having an affair. Another rumor, royal family is hiding Kate because, she is having an affair, or she had had an affair.
Or she ran away.
Well, and that one of the children, either one of the children is the illegitimate son of her. What you call a woman who's having an affair, you call her a mistress. What would the man be?
A mister.
So that she might have been having an affair, and that the Mister is the Meister.
That he
that
is dude.
That he is the father of one of the children, or that she was pregnant, and that he's the father of the pregnant child.
To be fair, both those kids look like William.
Yeah, I all three of them to me look like.
Oh, I forgot there was a third.
Yeah, they all look like William.
You want to go do the real conspiracy? None of those kids look black. The other one,
I don't think the Harry and the girl from Suits. I can't think of her name.
Gosh, I.
And it's pretty sad
that I can't think of her name either.
It doesn't matter. I could care less.
Oh my gosh!
But the last rumor that I found was that King Charles is dying because we just recently found out that he has either prostate cancer or colon cancer. Both are basically death sentences.
Oh man, he knows a bunch of. Holistic remedies, though, he's probably going to be fine.
That's, yeah.
He did. Yeah, he like pushed
no,
a bunch
you're right.
of holistic shit.
No, you're right. And that has been his thing basically all his life, like from adulthood, like early adulthood on. Like, he's always preached this holistic stuff. And I'm not saying that there aren't benefits to, you know, cooking with herbs and things like that, or that, you know, the clean living isn't a good idea. I'm not a product of that.
I'm fine as long as you don't call it medicine.
That I agree. I think that
just like Gwyneth Paltrow is like, a cigarette a day is perfectly fine for you.
I don't. Does Gwyneth Paltrow Pepper Potts?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's in the box? It's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Was it her head?
Yeah.
I've not finished Fight Club.
It's seven.
Seven, I mean.
You've never finished seven?
No.
God almighty.
That movie was hard to get through. That was a
violent movie.
What was the one with the fat guy in the bed? Which sin was that?
Sloth. Yeah.
Did he explode?
I think so.
Yeah.
But you're also ringing bells for the first Blade movie with the vampire. That's true.
And Monty Python, The Meaning of Life, where the guy explodes in the restaurant, which was also disgusting. But great cinematography.
Well, before we leave, before we wrap it up, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Have you seen any good movies recently?
Yes. Okay. So I watched a movie that I downloaded called The Book of Clarence, which fantastic. It started out a little slow. And while I don't necessarily agree with some of the spiritual part of it, it was a fantastic movie.
Nice.
Book of Clarence was excellent. And if you haven't seen it yet, you should. I think you can probably find it on Amazon. It's probably for rental or whatever, but it was really good. Trying to think of some other ones that I've watched. I did watch Oppenheimer. And while I know it got, you know, Academy Awards all over the place. And congratulations to Robert Downey Jr. for his, was that his first Academy Award?
Yes, it was.
Fantastic. I like that Robert Downey Jr. has been recognized because I think he's a good actor. I'd like to see him act as Iron Man a lot more.
I liked him in The Fugitive, too.
Yeah. 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 Wait.
With Harrison Ford and Tommy Lee Jones? Yeah, he was the hot shot.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think of some other movies that I might have seen recently that that I thought were really good.
I rewatched Dune 1 and still fantastic.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. I have not yet watched Dune 1.
You need 5 hours, so.
I was really, really hoping that the reviews for Madam Web were going to be better, but it sounds like just dog shit.
I think we all, like, I knew. I was like, that's horrible.
But I at least had, like, hope. Like, Sony has, in partnering with Marvel for Tom Holland Spider-Man, those have been good movies. Like, even as standalone. But
that had nothing to do with Sony. Sony's just like, damn right our name's going on that.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
And that's not how you wouldn't introduce Madam Web in that way, right? Just like the Hulk movies weren't the worst. Some of them weren't the worst. The first one people shit on. But that's not how you introduce a character like that, right?
Yeah.
You bring them into the fold while a bigger thing is going on.
Yeah, I agree.
And then that character needs to get your attention within that movie as not the centerpiece. And then you're like, I'm willing to go venture out and figure out what that's about.
Yeah, I agree. The way that they brought Spider-Man into Civil War, and then he had Homecoming and Far From Home and then No Way Home.
Even like Captain America. I mean,
yeah.
Before the first Avengers, you did get a Captain America movie, but you kind of knew what to expect, right? And it didn't get wild. If you got five Spider Women coming down around you, you're definitely going, what? Morbius, never going to work. You should have had Morbius fight Spider-Man at some point. Show up at some point. Venom. Venom's not a great movie. None of those are great movies.
I see. I'm going to disagree. I think that what's his name?
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy's Venom is. I
like his Eddie Brock.
Okay. He only has to play Eddie Brock. That's like nobody has to play Batman.
Right.
You have to play Bruce Wayne. Batman is just sort of grunting and punching and shooting.
Right.
Took
him a while to get Batman right, too, by the way.
Oh, I think they had it right the very first time. Well, not the very first
time.
You went
to the 40s, 50s, 60s.
No, I'm talking about Michael Keaton. I thought Keaton was a great Batman.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed watching Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger during the Oscars.
He threw me out a window. Keaton played it perfect, too.
Yeah. He just stared at him.
Just bring it.
I really wish that Michael Keaton wasn't dead. I mean, spoilers. Michael Keaton wasn't dead. His Batman wasn't dead in the DC-verse.
It's the multiverse.
That's true.
And it also, none of that matters now. Including a Peacemaker, only season 2 on is going to be canon. Season 1 doesn't even count.
Really?
And James Gunn made that. Yeah.
That's interesting, because I thought Peacemaker was fantastic.
James Gunn's Suicide Squad doesn't count.
Dang. James Gunn Justice League?
He didn't do Justice League.
But
Snyder did.
But that's what, yeah, but none of that is canon? Mm-mm. Wow. So, I mean, they're just completely starting over. What about this latest Aquaman?
No.
That's not canon either.
No.
And it was awful.
That movie was like 2 years behind release, too. Like, they were like, this is garbage. Let's try to fix it. I couldn't even finish that movie. Did you?
I did finish it. Mantis is easily one of the dumbest villains ever.
Mantis is awesome in the comic books. I think he's fantastic in the comics. He's just a dork in this. And Jason Momoa is meant to play Lobo, has always been meant to play Lobo. When they announced he was going to play a Marvel hero, I thought it was going to be Lobo. It came Aquaman. And I thought to myself, Aquaman should have been treated like the Hulk. Never should have had his own movie within any kind of universe.
Yeah.
You didn't need it.
Yeah.
You want to see Jason Momoa act in something good? Watch Dune 1.
Well, and so Universal is not doing anything with Hulk, which is why the reason we don't see a Hulk movie is because Universal owns the rights to Hulk. And basically they lease him out to these for these Marvel movies.
Well, what's his face? The dude who runs all of the Marvel stuff, Feige?
Yeah.
He told Ruffalo that he wasn't going to have a movie.
And honestly, if I was Ruffalo, I don't think I'd want to. I think that's part of the problem of why Robert Downey Jr. has had the difficulty, and I say difficulty. Oppenheimer was a gift. He's done other stuff. The Judge with Robert Duvall, fantastic movie. If you haven't seen that, yeah, that is easily one of the best movies I've ever seen. But honestly, almost anything you put Robert Duvall in. But
Godfather.
Yeah. Open Range was fantastic with Kevin Costner.
What was it, something with lions?
Oh yeah. Yeah. The one where the two brothers.
That was a fantastic
movie. Yeah, it was. With Haley Joel Osment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really good. Trying to think of, well, so, excuse me. I think there's a problem that's created for individuals who are character actors specific to like Marvel movies. I don't know what's in my throat. It might be some of the 11 herbs and spices.
The chitza. We'll tell you how good it is after the diarrhea goes away.
Man. So
it's the typecasting factor, right?
Yeah, because you get typecasted. And Robert Downey Jr.
will always be Iron Man.
Yeah. And he's going to be back as Iron Man.
Hopefully.
He'll be back. He's basically already said that he's been worked into the Secret Wars. Chris Evans is going to be back as Captain America. And I think there may be the possibility that in Secret Wars that Chris Evans may wind up also playing the Human Torch as part of another universe's... Excuse me. I'm trying to get past it.
Who just got cast as the Human Torch in the Fantastic Four?
I don't know what his name is, but I may have seen him do something else.
So you have Millie What's-Her-Face from the Game of Thrones spinoff,
yeah,
House of Dragons.
Yep.
She's going to be Miss Fantastic.
The Incredible Woman.
The Incredible Woman. And then you have...
Pedro Pascal is going to be Mr. Fantastic. Reed Richards.
Age difference there is striking, so I wonder if that's going to happen. Then you have the Thing is the dude from The Bear, who is hilarious.
Yeah.
And I forget who they cast as the Human Torch.
Well, but some of the rumors that I've seen is that Chris Evans will play Captain America, but will also be, from another universe, play his character as the Human Torch from the Foxverse.
Yep.
I don't know. I am excited about the Deadpool and Wolverine that's coming out.
That's gonna be gold.
It's gotta be.
And there's rumors about a cameo of Daniel Radcliffe being one of the alternate Wolverines.
Yeah, and Dogpool apparently is.
Dogpool's there. Yeah,
he's in there.
They said a lot of people are returning, reprising characters in that film.
Yeah.
I forgot the one I saw. The original Sabretooth and Leo Schreiber.
Yep.
Supposed to be in there.
I know apparently Storm Who was it that played Storm back in the early 2000s?
Haley. Bailey.
Oh
my god.
Yeah. Look, you're how old now? 36? 35. So you'll be 36 next month.
Yeah. Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. Sorry. I was close. Haley Bailey.
Haley Bailey
from Tiger
Beetle Bailey's
Tiger
wife.
Fish yeah. Swordfish.
Yeah, you remember when Billy Bob Thornton was going all up on that?
Yeah. There's supposed to be a lot of characters that will be making that will be reprising their roles before I guess they get killed off.
That's so funny we couldn't remember her name because I've been seeing like five different times like someone's like, name a movie director, a woman movie director, name a female author. And the guys are like, da, 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 pass.
Yeah, yeah, pass. Did you watch The Floor with Rob, the dude from West Wing? Rob Lowe.
I saw the Shane Gillis spoof on SNL.
Yeah, that was good.
They were naming like all the civil rights activists.
Yeah, that was funny.
Pass.
Just for the record, I knew who those black people were. I just didn't want to say the wrong name.
Exactly.
What was it? I saw another. Somebody was doing. I guess maybe it was John. Oh, it was John Oliver this past week. And I don't remember what the subject was about, but one of the clips that he played was Rob Lowe from his TV series that he's doing now on Fox, which is like, I don't know, it's like EMTs in Texas or something like that.
Yeah.
But apparently the victim had been frozen to death, and when Rob Lowe went to do chest compressions, his hands broke through his chest. It was...
Oh, no. What have I done?
It was awful. Which is probably why I don't watch Lone Star Texas Ranger. I don't know what the name of the show is.
Yeah, I don't watch drama porn. No.
Yeah. I guess. Do you have anything else? Because I don't have anything else. All right. Well, you gave the cheats a 6.
Yeah.
Would have given it a 5.5 if he was trying to be, you know.
Pedantic.
I didn't give my score. I'm gonna give it a 6.5.
Okay.
I'm just gonna go a little bit above you. I'm not saying it's not good. I'm not saying it's not bad. Above average.
Who dipped my KFC in something?
You know what? Like I said, if that was the size of the chicken patties and I could perhaps like dunk it in some marinara sauce or like a marinara mozzarella combination. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe. But the 11 herbs and spices of the regular fried chicken. It's overwhelming
it is.
In combination with the marinara sauce. So we'll leave it up to you. Pass along comments. If you've tried it and you love it, you know, tell us. If you've tried it and you were merely grossed out by the fact that you got to watch us eat on YouTube, then please tell us that too. And we'll do more of it, I guess, maybe.
T-Rex burgers next. Get ready.
Oh God. What was the one at Wendy's? The Mountain?
That's it.
No, the Arby's. The T-Rex. Yeah. Arby's was the Mountain.
Yeah. Meat Mountain.
So on the secret menu, there's something called the Meat Mountain at Arby's, and it is basically like, I don't know, 4 pounds of meat. There's roast beef, there's chicken strips, there's bacon.
They had every meat they possibly have back there.
It looked like a lot. But McDonald's apparently has the McGangbang.
I would never eat that. Yeah, that's the one.
It's a McDouble on top of a chicken sandwich.
They have the land, air, and sea too.
Yeah, the land, air, and sea.
Chicken, the meat, and the fish.
That wasn't a secret menu though. They put that one on the menu.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat that.
No. First of all, their chicken sandwiches are garbage.
And who eats the fish there? Weirdos. I know people who do. Weirdos.
I will. when I used to do Lent.
Give me the fish.
When I used to do Lent, I would go and get their fish sandwich. Because it wasn't bad. The Bojangles fish sandwich is unbelievably good.
Well,
it's fantastic.
Bojangles can do no wrong.
Because they bread it in the same stuff that they bread their biscuit, their chicken biscuits.
You Catholics and your cheats.
What am I gonna say? I don't do Lent anymore. Is ultimately what it breaks down to is Barrett doesn't do Lent anymore because why? That is going to do it for episode number.
The same excuses are why I don't do religion anymore.
Number one, it is 198. Thank you very much, Zach, for being here.
Thanks, Barrett.
It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for the cheese.
Yeah. Well, you got half of. I don't know that you ate half of it. I think you pawned part of yours off on me.
I had enough of it.
And I'll pay for it later. Links to past episodes, podcast platforms, merchandise, and social media available at the webpage, theallaboutnothing.com. If you think our financial model of giving away free content and entertainment is silly and you're in the giving mood, why not become an official Nothinger and support the show monthly? Members get early access to this episode as well as exclusive content, or you can make a one-time donation through the same link. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can call and leave us a message, 803-672-0533. You can email the show at theallaboutnothing.com. Or join our Discord server. Links are available at theallaboutnothing.com. Thank you very much for listening. You all stay safe and
have a week.
The All About Nothing podcast is produced and engineered by me, Barrett Gruber. Thanks to Cake for our intro music, Sick of You. You can follow everything Cake the Band at cakemusic.com. Thanks to Muff the Producer for our outro music. You can follow Muff on Instagram at Muff the Producer. I am Barrett Gruber. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Barrett Gruber or visit my linktree.com/Barrett Gruber. Want to support the show? Visit our webpage, theallaboutnothing.com, and become a member. There are several tiers available, including memberships that give you early access to episodes as well as exclusive content. Visit theallaboutnothing.com. To find links to our social media, merchandise, and past episodes, visit theallaboutnothing.com. If you'd like to be heard on the show, you can call and leave us a message. Dial 803-672-0533. If the time between these episodes is more than you can handle, check out our partner podcast. Zach and I host What the Pod Was That with Carrie Simmons. Visit whatthepodwasthat.com for links and details. Me takes a deep dive down the rabbit hole in episodes of Welcome to Wonderland, available on all the podcast platforms. Visit WTWLpod.com for details. As well, you can listen to the political and social conversation between Dr. Jamela Brooks and Bill Kimmler on Black, White, and Blue in the South, available wherever you listen to podcasts. Please subscribe and share this show. If you're on YouTube, please like and hit the notification bell. Thank you for listening. The preceding podcast is a product of Big Media and copyright 2024, all rights reserved. This episode of the All About Nothing podcast is brought to you by Blank Canvas Brand. If you own a business, restaurant, or sports team, and you're ready to shake things up with that new, unique image, you need to use Blank Canvas Brand. Blank Canvas specializes in brand identity, including logos and graphics for business cards, flyers, banners, and signs. Blank Canvas offers printing services to help with your clothing needs. Look, when it comes to talent and service, there is no one better. For more information, you can search Facebook for Blank Canvas, or you can email blankcanvas@theallaboutnothing.com. That's BLNKCANVS @theallaboutnothing.com. You can find links in the Friends of the Pod section of our website. Visit theallaboutnothing.com.